This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush is considering reviving the space program that sent astronauts to the moon more than a generation ago. There are few details so far, but on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card confirmed that they are talking about it.
We are very interested in space flight, and the president talked about that when we had the tragedy with the space shuttle. So we're not going to abandon the hope and exploration of space, and we want to make sure that America has dreams, and this president will be providing lots of opportunities for dreams.
White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card. Technology writer Dennis E. Powell says indeed any kind of space initiative will surely bring all kinds of benefits.
125 million Americans have been born in the 31 years since the last time a human set foot on the moon, indeed since anyone has gone farther than low Earth orbit. Those who actually walked on the moon, the ones who are still alive, are now old men. And a search of the internet shows that more and more people even subscribe to the notion that it was all fake, that we never went to the moon at all. We did go to the moon in 1969 and the early 1970s. It was almost a holy mission to honor the martyred John F. Kennedy. But when we got there, we didn't do much. In December 1972, a lunar module rose from the moon's surface for the last time. The final three scheduled Apollo flights were canceled. The political climate on Earth had changed, with a different president and a growing war in Southeast Asia. A new phrase was heard: a country that can put a man on the moon ought to be able to, you know, fill in the blank with your favorite cause. The novelty of the moon quickly wore off. According to those involved in formulating it, the president's plan will use the moon as a stepping stone, certainly metaphorically and perhaps actually, to achieving the far more difficult goal of landing a crew on Mars. The proposal will be as bold in its organization as in what it hopes to achieve. The president's father set similar goals in 1989, but a $500 billion price tag caused the whole idea to be scrapped. The new plan is to do these things without increasing federal spending on space, by cutting back some NASA programs, by redirecting some of the military's space spending, and by counting on private industry to absorb some of the research and development costs, because industry stands to benefit a great deal. The things that are developed for spaceflight often find uses here on Earth. The space program can have an economic multiplier effect. In the pre-shuttle days, when the development effort was huge, the space program more than paid for itself in economic growth. And that's beyond Tang instant breakfast drink and space food sticks and superglue. If the space initiative can be made to work, it's a great idea. It could produce substantial scientific benefits in fields as varied as astronomy, geology, and energy production. But there's something more. It is not in our nature to open a new frontier only to abandon it. The idea is so alien to us that people truly believe we never went to the moon. If we went there, they might ask, why aren't we there still? Perhaps a lunar colony with its own website will change even those minds. Our reach, the poet Robert Browning said, should exceed our grasp. Otherwise, he might add today, what are the heavens for?
Technology writer Dennis Powell is writing a history of the space shuttle.